If you or someone you love is interested in classical music, listen carefully. This program is for you. We will play for you some of the best pieces of classical music and having you screaming for more in no time. My name is Arch and this is Archie's Archives. A couple of weeks ago, I was interviewed by the famous Rick Smith, whose daily talk show we feature at 3 p.m. on weekdays on WXPI. His talk show is primarily political commentary, and while thinking of what we could talk about Archie's Archives, he happened to mention that he had played the bass as a young fellow, and he approached music by listening for the bass line. This is something that everybody does. Most occasional listeners to classical music don't find it easy to relate to the bass line in classical music for various reasons. Mostly because classical harmony is a little more subtle than harmony in pop music. Pop harmony is getting more sophisticated all the time, but after a certain degree of harmonic complexity, pop musicians back off because they are afraid that their music is going to sound too classical. In this show, I'm going to try and highlight the bass lines and what makes them interesting. Now let's see. This piece, called the Passacaglia in C minor by J.S. Bach, starts off with a sentence played in the organ bass pedals, which continues over and over with various melodic overlays and continues for about 9 minutes. Let's listen to just a little bit of it. Hey, I'm going to kill about 3 birds with 2 stones here. Firstly, I want to make it a little easier to hear the bass line and the threads of the other 3 parts in that Passacaglia. Secondly, I want to introduce a Renaissance instrument called the viol. Viols were made in several sizes and they were all held and played pretty much like a cello. Even the little treble viol, which is about the size of a violin, was played like that, with the pegs upwards and the belly of the viol resting in the lap of the player. I'll try and find you a picture and post it on http://archieswxpiarchives.com archiesw.blogspot.com, our website. That's archiesw.blogspot.com. No punctuation except for the dots. You must know by now that our shows all wind up there as podcasts, right? Anyway, old-time composers wrote pieces for a set of wires of different sizes called a consort of wires, and here is the same Bach passacaglia played by a modern-day consort of wires called fretwork. Fretwork. I should tell you that wires have frets, like a little like guitar frets, so that the transition from one note to the next is sharp, unlike the violin where you can slide up from one note to the next. And of course, violinists love to do that. It's actually considered in bad taste to overdo that.
Thank you.
one place you can certainly hear the bass clearly is in a fugue, because it enters with the fugue theme, properly called the fugue subject. And here's that short C major fugue I play so often. The bass comes in as entry number 3. The order of the entering voices is alto, tenor, bass, and finally soprano. I'm going to play the whole thing. In which classical harmony can be a bit different from pop harmony is that in classical harmony they use what are called inversions. This is just a word to describe the fact that the bass note is not always the main note of the chord for which the chord is named. In pop music, in contrast, if the chord C lands on the strong beat, the bass usually plays C. This is the most usual thing. So the bass player looks over at the guitarist and recognizes the C chord, so he or she plays the note C way down in the depths. Sometimes the chord sticks around for long enough that the bass gets to play a couple of other notes for variety, so you could get a walking bass with a C and a G. or C-E-N-G. Or sometimes C-E-G-A-B-flat-A-G-E and so on, which is the boogie-woogie bass. In contrast, in classical music, all three notes of the chord are used equally. If we use the main note in the bass, we say that the chord is in root position. Sometimes the middle note of the chord, like in C major, the note E, is in the bass. This is called the first inversion. I should be honest and say that most of the time you hear either the root position or the first inversion. Let's listen to the overture to Mozart's The Magic Flute. It opens up with a grand chord in root position, then we get a grand minor chord also in root position, then we get the first chord again, but this time in first inversion. How about that? But listen, what's that inversion we hear? All that's left is the second inversion. That's what we heard. The bass was moving, so it was moving from note to note. But that lowest note was a note that we play in the second inversion, which is used sparingly in sort of walking basses, as in this instance, or at the end of a piece at the sort of amen spot, which is called the closing cadence. Sometimes the second inversion comes in handy there. Thank you. radio, it's my radio, it's independent radio for open minds. This is Archie's Archives, and we are about a quarter of the way through. Please stay tuned.